Okay, it's counting down. Okay. And my name is Hugh Bell, and I am standing for Northeast 5. Yeah, so I grew up over the water in East Lothian, but I spent 10 years in the RAF, including its RAF Leakers, where I was an intelligence officer. I served overseas in Iraq, Afghanistan, Libya, and around the Middle East. After leaving the RAF, I went to work for the Scottish charity The Halo Trust, where I led people where we cleared landmines and destroyed other dangerous remnants of war in places like Afghanistan, Somalia, and Mozambique. After that, I came back to Scotland and I took part in a business course called the Saltire Foundation Fellowship, which is all about trying to inspire entrepreneurship and grow new businesses in Scotland. And since then, I've worked as a consultant, working with a number of small companies, helping them get investment, starting a social enterprise in the food industry, and various other things like that. My family background is in farming and forestry, so I've got a keen interest in the countryside and looking after our environment. Well, you know, it all goes back to my real-world background. I'm not a career politician. I've worked in dangerous places. I've led teams. I also know how just to get people together and try to just push on to do the best thing for our communities. Also, in the past, I've been a governor of a rural primary school, so I've certainly got an eye on education and what we can do to improve, you know, particularly rural primary schools, or, of course, places like Madras College and Bell Baxter and Cooper and Wade down in Anstruther, and think about how we can really push on with education. I've also done a number of sort of entrepreneurial events in the past. I held a startup business weekend in St Andrews with the help of students, where we helped start 5 companies in a weekend. I've held jobs fairs in partnership with the SRUC at Elmwood Campus. And so I've got a lot of energy, passion, and my background to help me really find innovative ways to really boost our economy, get jobs created, and really help communities, and work towards things like other things I've prioritised, such as helping deal with poor broadband and mobile phone signals in a number of parts of the constituency, and really all the things that matter to a rural area like ours. I think there's some key issues. I mean, firstly, I mentioned my farming background, so one key issue is the effects of the Scottish Government's letting down rural people, whether it comes from the them not passing on the common agriculture payments properly, and that leading to many problems for farmers in the area who have had a shortfall in their expected income and have been really suffering in the short term while they wait for their payments, which have been delayed. It goes down to the council not looking after roads properly. We've got terrible potholing, and we really need to put some proper funding in to get our transport infrastructure back up. I want to work with mobile phone providers to deal with those black spots, where in villages, even like the village of Ceres, which I try to help, where you just can't get mobile phone coverage on most of the networks. And of course, it comes to back to education, ensuring our schools are fit and that we apply the best standards to help each community. Each community has different needs. Policing, where we've got the Police Scotland model now, which really isn't fit for helping our hardworking police in Northeast Fife in the rural area. For example, I've been out on patrol with the police, I've met the local police commander, and I think we really need to get some local focus back to help them. And of course, other things are happening locally, like there's pressure on housing, developments being pushed through. The Scottish Government is taking a very top-down approach and not really listening to the concerns of local communities about the impacts on infrastructure, on local public services, which would come particularly from examples such as the proposed Cooper North development. So there's a hell of a lot that needs an enthusiastic and energetic MSP to get involved in. Well, I appreciate, you know, for some people it is a bit difficult to get on the housing ladder. Now, obviously, the UK government's taken a number of initiatives to try to help this, such as the Help to Buy scheme. And we need to make sure that, well, yes, there are developments that occur which are obviously going to actually be possible financially for developers. But we do need to find ways to make sure that within those we do have houses which are going to be actually affordable for locals, you know, people not necessarily working in the best paid jobs to get a foot in the housing ladder and get on, because we really want, I really want people to have the security of their own home in the long run. Well, the whole problem of what we could call energy poverty is actually quite a complicated situation. It's actually exacerbated by the policies which have been enacted previously by Labour governments down south and the Lib Dems when they were in the coalition, when they controlled energy, but the SNP north of the border. What we find is that a mixed policy, which is really hitting people in the pockets, with the over-reliance on so-called renewables and pushing up domestic energy prices, it's really knocking people in the pocket. And actually, where they're forcing wind turbines on parts of the country, not listening to local concerns, energy prices are going up. That puts up not only domestic energy, so the heating in your home or your electricity, but also it's having the knock-on effects into jobs, as we've seen in the steel industry, from the over-reliance on subsidising renewables. So I'd like to see Fife Council potentially take up a moratorium on any more wind turbines constituency, and we need to get back to a good balance of good clean energy such as gas, and that also comes into exploiting non-traditional means of getting gas and oil out of the ground onshore. And it also means, reversing some of the needless closures such as down the road at Longannet, and making sure we do continue to keep good quality nuclear as part of the energy mix. Well, our policy, our plans are very clear, and what we're focusing on is the needs of the electorate who voted no in the referendum back in 2014. Now, I think we expect that the SNP are probably going to win overall, but what we really need is a strong opposition. Labour under Jeremy Corbyn are obviously in chaos and are not capable of doing that. I think it's widely accepted that we've got the strongest party leader in Ruth Davidson, who's ready to take up the cudgel with a good group of strong MSPs behind her. Now, when I'm out on the doorsteps and I meet people who voted no, like the majority of us did in North East Fife back in 2014, what I find is that they're intensely scared about Nicola Sturgeon calling another independence referendum. And what they really want is someone who is absolutely 100% with them, right behind our United Kingdom. And unfortunately for them, the Lib Dems have gone soft on the union. Willie Rennie last year actually said that he was happy for his MPs, MSPs, his candidates, his supporters, to actively campaign for independence. And now we know that Nicola Sturgeon, after the election's over, is really going to push her call for independence again. And so what I want to do is be with Ruth Davidson, standing up to the SNP and making the positive reasons for us remaining in the United Kingdom. And right now, there is only one party, the Scottish Conservative and Unionist Party, which is resolutely behind our place in the United Kingdom. It says 8:33. Yeah, absolutely. I'll stop now.